It's February 24th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Nilou Ledesma, here again for your daily news roundup. Adam's off today. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, Tether, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Nexo.io. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin gained ground while US bond yields dropped during Wednesday's Asian session as remarks by US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell squashed fears of an early unwinding of monetary stimulus. The leading cryptocurrency clocked a high of $51,413 at 4:15 UTC, having defended the psychological support of $45,000 on Tuesday, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The US 10-year bond yield slipped to 1.33%, extending Tuesday's drop from 1.39% to 1.34%, according to data source TradingView. The yields came under pressure, possibly helping Bitcoin scale the $50,000 mark, as Powell underscored the US economy's ongoing weakness in written testimony on Congress on Tuesday. Bond yields are reflective of investors' expectations of growth, inflation, and interest rates. Quote, the economic recovery remains uneven and far from complete, and the path ahead is highly uncertain, Powell said, noting that millions of Americans are still out of work. Powell's comments contradicted the bonds market's previous optimism that the US economy would grow rapidly this year, putting pressure on the Fed to unwind stimulus, hike rates, or scale back bond purchases earlier than expected. The 10-year rose to a 12-month high of 1.39% earlier this week, diluting Bitcoin's appeal as an inflation hedge and sending the cryptocurrency lower to $45,000 from record highs above $58,000. The sell-off was accentuated by US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's anti-Bitcoin comments. Moving forward, a continued decline in bond yields could propel Bitcoin toward record highs. Quote, the focus remains on bond yields and stock markets, Dennis Minnicker-Roof, head of research at the London-based prime brokerage Bequant, told CoinDesk. He added that buying the dip remains the best strategy, as institutional demand for the cryptocurrency continues to grow. Payments giant Square disclosed its additional Bitcoin investment worth $170 million on Tuesday. Elsewhere, the recently launched Canadian Bitcoin exchange-traded fund is witnessing strong inflows, as noted by the data provider Glassnode. Bitcoin is currently trading at $49,234, while Ether is trading at $1,643, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. And in related news, here are a few quick headlines we're tracking today. After the break, we'll be back with a look at how Tether rescued the crypto market this morning and how the stablecoin is crucial for crypto markets. But first, here's what's hot. India's central bank chief airs major concerns about crypto risks. The Reserve Bank of India governor said that he expects the government to take a call on cryptocurrencies. Swiss private bank Bordier & Cie launches crypto trading for its clients. Their clients will be able to buy, hold, and trade digital assets such as Bitcoin, Ether, Bitcoin Cash, and Tezos. Ghana has become the first country in the world to receive coronavirus vaccines under the World Health Organization-backed COVAX facility for low- and middle-income countries, marking the beginning of what has been called the largest vaccine procurement program in history. That's from the Financial Times. MicroStrategy announced the purchase of another $1 billion in Bitcoin on Wednesday, turning mountains of zero-interest debt into one of the single largest dollar-denominated Bitcoin investments ever executed by a public-traded company. The Financial Times reported that Facebook has pledged at least $1 billion to pay for news over the next 3 years, matching Google's spending plans in a move that aims to contain the fallout from the social media group's short-lived ban on news in Australia. Payments giant Square said Tuesday it has purchased an additional $170 million worth of Bitcoin, adding to the stash it purchased in October. Almeda Lee's $40 million round in DeFi Prime brokerage plans Maps.me integration. The firm's earlier investment in a travel app starts making sense.
Looking for the best way to stay on top of your investment game? Nexo.io has you covered in three easy steps with their high-yield savings account for digital assets. Step 1. Create an account at Nexo.io. Step 2. Transfer assets to your secure Nexo wallet with no minimum or maximum limits on funds deposited. Step 3. Sit back, relax, and earn up to 12% compounding interest paid out daily on your crypto and fiat. Your passive income made simple. Get started at Nexo.io.
Tether, also known as USDT, rescued the cryptocurrency market Tuesday, albeit not to the way its detractors have accused it in the past. Bitcoin staved off further losses on news that the stablecoin's issuer and the New York Attorney General finally came to a settlement. Tuesday morning, Bitcoin was struggling to keep itself in the low $46,000 range. From its Sunday highs, it lost 20% over the course of 2 days, its worst 48-hour performance since March 2020. That changed when NYAG announced the agreement. Immediately after, prices of the world's oldest cryptocurrency shot above $49,000. So why all this fuss over a stablecoin? Tether is a crucial part of the crypto markets. Nearly 45% of Bitcoin traded on exchanges is done against USDT, according to data site CryptoCompare. For many in Asia, Tether is the on-ramp to get into crypto trading. Thus, having more certainty about it would mean more certainty about the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies so heavily dependent on Tether for liquidity. As part of the deal, Tether agreed to quarterly disclosures of its cash and equivalents in reserve over the next 2 years. Critics often cite Tether's opacity as a reason to worry about it. Indeed, in a statement following the settlement, NYAG Letitia James said, quote, "Tether's claims that its virtual currency was fully backed by US dollars at all times was a lie," end quote. The Tether settlement didn't keep prices up for long. Near the end of the US equity market's close, it was again testing support in the $45,000 range at around 8 p.m. UTC. However, it once again rallied on another bit of news. Square released its 10K, showing that its Bitcoin revenue was up an astonishing amount, and it also bought $170 million worth of BTC in February. At $4.57 billion, Square's Bitcoin revenue is a 785% jump from $560 million the year before and represents 48% of the company's entire revenue. Meanwhile, Ether has been trading in tandem with Bitcoin. For the past several hours, the world's second largest cryptocurrency by market cap has stayed in a range between $1,600 and $1,700, a relief to those who saw it change hands as low as $1,361 the day before, yet not all has been rosy for Ether. Some $115 million in loans were liquidated on decentralized finance platforms on Tuesday. That happened before the subsequent rally, when prices were hovering around the $1,400 mark. Most of those liquidations, $86 million, were on Compound's finance platform alone. What's more, the value of assets locked into DeFi is down slightly to $38.9 billion, according to DeFi Pulse. On Monday, it was as high as $42.84 billion. Yet, it's important to keep this in perspective. At the start of the year, only $15.5 billion in value was locked, and it crossed the $1 billion threshold only a few months before that. Traders pay attention to DeFi because so much of it is built on Ethereum. And that's the news. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.